I'm here today with Jamie Tucker, one of our coordinators over Asia, and we just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about our brothers and sisters in Christ in a certain area of the world that are suffering. And we bring it to your attention because we desire that you would pray. Some of you might say, is that it? Just pray? You should never have that attitude with regard to prayer. Please spend time in the night watch, maybe praying, fasting, whatever, that God would strengthen these beautiful believers in Christ who are suffering. They need our prayers. So, Jamie, could you tell us something about what's going on?
Yes, so we have a brother that we partner with in Myanmar, and he gives oversight and care to pastors and churches that are in a area of Myanmar called the Wa region. And there's a de facto government, a de facto military force there that prevents Burmese people from traveling there. So it's shut off. It's limited to a great extent. But recently, God has been really moving there. We have two missionaries using their pseudonyms to protect their identity,
right.
But Chris and Rufus. So they're pastors in this region. They've been blessed in evangelistic efforts to go out and preach to the villages, animistic villages. So a lot of people have been coming to faith. But recently, just in the last few weeks, suddenly, without provocation, the Wa army, the Wa police, began to incarcerate pastors. Not only arrest them, take them into jail, but it seems like they're forcing them to enlist into the Wa army. So thankfully, Chris and Rufus were able to escape to another province. So they and their families, they're okay. But they left their churches behind. So Chris's church building was demolished by the army. And then our partner, Elijah, who lives in a neighboring state, he has other partners, mm-hmm. fellowship of pastors that they are working with. And four of those pastors have been arrested. They're at the police station. They haven't heard from them. They just know they were arrested, taken to the police station. They don't know what kind of care they're receiving. But pastors from different places in the Wa region have been arrested, forced into the army. And basically, you know, the families and the churches haven't heard from them since it happened.
So the other day, you showed me a picture of two brothers,
yeah.
And they were not only in handcuffs uh-huh. and arm chains, but they were also in leg chains,
yeah.
And were standing there. I guess the police themselves had taken the picture and published it.
Yeah, you know, I wish we could share with everyone, our donors, those that are watching this video, there's a lot more that we could say, but to protect the
right.
Christians, we have to be guarded. But these two pastors, their picture was taken by the police, so it's public. So, you know, we didn't feel like it would do any harm for it to be online so that Christians could be praying for them. But yeah, it's extremely sad. And just to recognize that God had opened the door there. There were a lot of good things that were happening. The church has been growing. There was freedom to go and preach the gospel into the different villages.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly, the police began to arrest our Christian brothers and sisters. It seems like, from what I've read, that part of it may be China's backing. We know China's begin to crack down on the church within China. The Wa region and the China officials and government, there's a close association between the two. So part of this sudden provocation upon Christians may be because China's encouraging it.
Well, we'll probably post that picture. It may even be in this short video. But when you look at it, you see two of our brothers in Christ, closer to all of us who are Christians than our own blood relatives. They look like little men,
yeah.
Very poor men. They look like frightened men. And to see them there in chains is heartbreaking. And we know God is sovereign, and we know that God will take the wisdom of the wise and turn it around and use it for His own glory. But that doesn't diminish the fact that we have brothers, maybe sisters, in this area that are in jail, that may be forced to go into some camp or army, that will be greatly persecuted. We know that if we were in that situation, even though trusting in God, we would be afraid. We would be heartbroken, not being able to see our wives or our children. Then you need to think about the wives and children, or maybe even husbands, who are left behind wondering what's happened to their loved ones. And again, there are times when you go through a trial and all of a sudden you're just strengthened. You're strengthened supernaturally to endure that trial. I am convinced from the New Testament, I am convinced from my own life, that that is the result of believers praying. So please pray. Pray. Share this with your children so that they will pray. Share it in your churches. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in this area of the world. And then beyond that, of course, there's so many areas, China, North Korea, many places in the Middle East and Africa, where believers are suffering. And I know many of you would be saying, you know, what can I do? What can I give right now? You don't have to put your hands in your pockets. You have to get down on your knees and pray. That is the greatest thing you can offer our brothers and sisters in Christ at this moment. And we'll keep trying to keep you posted about things that are going on. But until then, pray, pray, and pray some more. Thank you.